Hello, everybody. Coming in at number 54, the debut album of The Cars, released on June 6, 1978, is like a greatest hits record, and it's their first album. It's like arguably one of the great first albums ever recorded by anybody. The damn thing goes 6 times platinum. Their debut record we're talking about. Now, how many bands would kill to have one record sell that many copies? Just goes on and on and on with great, great music. You're Just What I Needed, My Best Friend's Girl. Do you know a lot of it that ends up on the finished record? For example, Just What I Needed was a demo. These were demos trying to get a real label to sign them. Not only does the demo do its job, the demo ends up on the record. Like when you hear Just What I Needed, that was really just recorded to get them the label. And the label ends up using it. That's how good they are. Unfortunately, Benjamin Orr didn't live all that long. He was the bass player and one of their lead singers. Little personal thing. I found out by doing research for this record that their keyboard player, Greg Hawks, toured with Martin Mull. Now, many of you think of Martin Mull as an actor on Roseanne, but he was a comic guitar player. He did one tour called Martin Mull and His Fabulous Furniture, where he played in a big easy chair and whatnot. Greg Hawks was the pianist on that tour. So I saw Greg Hawks before I ever saw The Cars, with Martin Mull, of all people. Cars are from Boston. They were signed to Elektra, which was pretty much a folk music record. They signed with them on purpose. Figured they wouldn't get lost in the shuffle. They'd be with a label that doesn't have any rock bands. Coming in at number 54, the debut album of The Cars.